Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Thursday, March 7th. Tonight, President Joe Biden will lay out his plans for another 4 years in the nation's top job, aides say. According to the White House, he's expected to highlight his initiatives to lower drug prices and expand access to health insurance. White House officials say Biden is expected to bring up border security and urge Republicans to pass a bill with security measures. And senior administration officials say Biden will announce plans to establish a port in Gaza to deliver humanitarian aid. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's warned House members about heckling Biden this time around as he gives his speech. But Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene may be open to it.
Well, if he's a liar, he should be called out. So we'll see how he talks tonight, and then I'll decide then.
The House has passed a new bill called the Laken Riley Act, which requires the detention of any migrant who committed burglary or theft. It's named after the nursing student who was found dead after jogging on the University of Georgia campus in Athens, Georgia last month. Authorities say the 26-year-old man charged in her death is undocumented. Federal court filings allege the suspect's brother, who was not charged with Riley's murder, is tied to a deadly Venezuelan gang and should be detained because he's a flight risk. There's no indication the suspect in Riley's killing is affiliated with the gang. An investigator leading an independent investigation for the city of Uvalde, Texas, into the elementary school massacre in 2022 has presented his findings at a city council meeting. Like many other probes, retired Austin Police Detective Jesse Prado discovered what he said were, quote, many failures, including inadequate communications in the initial moments after officers arrived. He also said the Uvalde County District Attorney gave him a hard time gathering evidence. CNN is reaching out to the DA for comment. This comes days after two men criticized for their failures to challenge the school shooter and rescue children and teachers were voted to continue as law enforcement leaders during a Super Tuesday election. Mortgage rates ticked down slightly this week. Freddie Mac reports that the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.88% for the week ending today. That's down from 6.94% the previous week. And applications for a mortgage rose for the first time in 6 weeks in response to the lower rates. Thursday's decline caps a four-week streak of rising rates and will likely draw even more people into the spring housing market. Meanwhile, Americans' credit scores are starting to buckle. The national average FICO score has dropped for the first time in a decade, although scores remain near record highs. FICO, the analytics company that evaluates the strength of borrowers, says the national average is now 717 as of October. That's down from 718 in July. Coming up, a potential TikTok ban in the U.S. is gaining momentum. Hey, welcome back. TikTok is a step closer to being banned from U.S. app stores. On Capitol Hill, a House committee has unanimously voted to advance a bill that would do so, unless the social media platform's China-linked parent company ByteDance divests the company. The measure reflects renewed bipartisan efforts to respond to national security concerns linked to the popular app. If enacted, the bill would give ByteDance 165 days to sell TikTok. The app is used by roughly 170 million Americans. The company's CEO testified to Congress last year that the app poses no threat to Americans. TikTok is mounting a push against the bill, including trying to mobilize its user base. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things, available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.